And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
A school hallway can be like a rut. Day after day, you walk into the same thing. Rows of closed lockers and classroom doors. But every so often, something odd takes place. And suddenly, the everyday rut becomes a lot more interesting.
That's odd.
Interesting. Matthew Parker and I had arrived early at school to find every locker in the middle school's long front hallway standing wide open. This looked like a mystery that might require the keen eye and honed skills of the Jones and Parker Detective Agency.
Oh, boy.
Principal Vogler?
Oh, good morning, Emily, Matthew.
Why is everyone's locker open?
I have no idea. I found them like this when I arrived.
So, no one was given permission to do this? Was anything stolen?
No, and I wouldn't know.
Well, this locker is my locker. It looks like everything's still in here.
Well, that's good. Why are you two in here so early?
Matthew and I needed to work on that theater expansion project for the drama club.
This early?
Yeah, I'm finding that the life of a student body president commands a hectic schedule.
Whoa, what's going on? Why are you guys, like, opening all the lockers?
We're not opening them, Dion. Look, why don't the three of you please step back outside and keep everyone else out until I can close all these up?
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks, guys.
So why are you here so early, Dion?
I've got my reasons, and they're none of your business. See ya.
That's just a little odd
and interesting. It felt good to be back on a case. I enjoy sniffing around like a pup in search of a chew toy. But by lunchtime, Matthew and I had dug up exactly
nothing.
Me either. Everybody I asked said nothing was missing from their locker. Maybe we need to look at this from a different angle. We should consider who might have done something like this and then work our way out from there.
Uh-huh.
Dion's obviously a suspect. It's possible that he was at the school before us and couldn't get away without Principal Vogler spotting him. So, he pretended to be arriving just then, and then... What are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm listening. What did you say again?
You were staring at that girl over there. Is she new? Do you know her?
Yeah, she just moved here. From Japan, I think. She's in my science class.
She's pretty.
You think so? I don't know. I mean, some people might think so. Pretty. I guess. Maybe.
Oh, she's coming this way. You can introduce us.
What? But I don't know her. I mean, we said hi, but she probably doesn't even remember my name.
Hello, Matthew.
Oh, hi, Suzu. It's super to see you again. I mean, it's good. Hi. Oh, Suzu, this is,
Emily?
Right.
I have heard of you.
Oh, student body president. Right.
People say you are very clever, not just in school, but as a detective of sorts, too.
Actually, Matthew and I are detecting partners.
Well, partner is such a strong word. We're actually more like detecting pals. Acquaintances, really.
Seriously?
I have heard talk of your very fine work, Emily. People speak of you both with respect. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thanks. You too, Suzu. Do you want to sit with us?
Perhaps another time?
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Plenty of lunches. One every day, actually. See ya.
Goodbye.
We had to wait until school was out to continue the investigation, which was good, because it took Matthew that long to be able to speak in full sentences again. We made our way to the principal's office, but before we got there...
Emily, Matthew, wait up.
Oh, hi, Maury.
Hey.
Hey, how's our student body president doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
You know, I didn't say anything during the school election, but I'm really impressed by what you two do. I've heard all about your cases.
You have?
Yeah. I love a good mystery, though I'm not very good at solving them. My sister is really good, but I just like to see how people fit the clues together. Hey, so do you know what's going on with the locker thing?
No, we haven't solved it yet.
But you will, I bet. All right, I'll get out of your way. Sorry if I sound like I'm gushing.
No, that's okay.
See ya.
What were we about to do?
Oh, you're thinking about Suzu again, aren't you?
Huh? What are you... I mean...
Oh, brother, come on. Let's go see Principal Vogler.
So, what theories have you two come up with?
We don't have a theory yet, but I do have some questions.
Such as?
I noticed that even though the lockers all have built-in combination locks, they have a keyhole too. That's for a master key, right?
Yes, it is.
Could someone have gotten one of those?
Good question, but I'm afraid it's a dead end. There are only two master keys in the entire school. I have one right here on my keychain, and the school janitor, Mr. Redekop, has the other. He assures me his was accounted for as well.
Could someone have made a copy?
No, not without a code from the manufacturer. The locks are sold to schools in a special series, and locksmiths know that these kinds of keys are not to be duplicated.
What about a list of the locker combinations?
Well, a list does exist, but Mrs. Mays, the school secretary, keeps it stashed away in the archive. Even I don't know where it is.
Did an alarm go off? Assuming the school has a security system.
We do, but it didn't.
Do many people have access to the system? Maybe someone tampered with it.
Again, only myself and Mr. Redekop and Mrs. Mays. At least one of us opens up every morning and locks up at night.
So, you seem to be saying that you, Mr. Redekop, and Mrs. Mays are the prime suspects in this case.
Actually, I'm saying that whoever did this covered their tracks very well. Until we figured it out, though, I've asked the Odyssey Police to keep an eye on the school for the next several nights. And as student body president, Emily, I'd like you to assure the student body that we'll get to the bottom of this.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Of course.
Well, I guess that's the end of that.
Uh-huh. Let's meet back here at school tomorrow morning at 7 sharp.
What? Why?
'Cause I've got a hunch that something else is going to happen.
Something else did happen.
I suspected as much, though I didn't think all the lockers would be open again. Odd.
Interesting. But how did you know something would happen?
There are at least 300 lockers in this school. Even if the culprit did have the combinations and spent a minute opening each one, that would be...
5 hours. You're right. Our mischief maker would have to be here almost all night, unless he had a bunch of other people helping.
They've likely got something bigger in mind. I think this person is sending a message.
What?
If nothing was taken from the lockers, then I think they're being opened just to prove it's possible. Sort of a message saying, I'm smarter than you. Try and catch me. If you can.
Why would the culprit want Principal Vogler to catch them?
I don't think the message was for him.
Then who was it for?
Us. I wasn't exactly sure why I thought the mischief maker was challenging Matthew and me. Intuition, maybe? It just felt more like a puzzle that was asking to be solved. I found out from Principal Vogler later that just like the last time, no one reported anything missing from their locker. And even though we hadn't found any solid clues yet, I was really enjoying this case. In fact, I thought it might well be our biggest one yet.
Are you almost finished eating that carrot?
You're the one who wanted to skip lunch and talk to Mr. Redekop. I'm just keeping my energy up. Done.
Finally. Wait, it looks like we're not the only ones who want to talk to Mr. Redekop.
So you head off around 8? That makes for a long day, doesn't it?
Especially during leap years.
Hi there, Dion, Mr. Redekop.
Ain't I the popular one today?
Yeah, well, see you guys. I gotta go.
Bye. What did he want?
Oh, nothing really. We were just chatting about my cleanup schedule and such.
Mr. Redicop, we wanted to ask you a few questions about the school security system, if you don't mind. Does the security system have movement sensors positioned in the hallways?
Why do you ask?
We're helping Principal Vogler figure out what's going on with the lockers.
Ah, then no. There are contact sensors on the doors and windows so we can tell when they've been opened. That's it.
Have the sensors been tripped the last few nights?
Nope. Well, they all check out on my computer readout. Now, one boy did offer a suggestion, though.
Was it Dion?
No, it was that new boy, Mooney? No.
Murray! Yeah.
That's it! Now, he suggested I set up a hidden camera right there on the locker near the back door. It'll record right down this hallway all night long. If that locker unlocker opens the lockers tonight, we'll have us a recording.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Mr. Redicop.
You bet. Oh, by the way, I found this envelope by your locker, Missy. You must have dropped it.
Oh, thanks. Huh. It's addressed to me.
Uh-huh. That's how I knew it was yours. See you later.
What's it say?
There the pale night queen, so patient ever watching. She sees the pain yawn. Matthew, you know what this is?
Yeah, it's a haiku. We studied them in English last semester.
No, it's more than that. It's our first clue. There the pale night queen. Okay. Who's the Pale Night Queen?
Somebody in a costume, maybe, like in a play or on Halloween.
Or the moon. Moonlight is often described as being pale.
Which makes sense because the second line says she's patient ever watching.
So, the ever watching moon is looking down and she sees the pain yawn. What does that mean?
It's spelled P-A-N-E, like a window pane. She sees it yawn. Open? The moon watches a window open. That's how the mischief maker is getting in. Through an open window at night.
But Mr. Redicop said that the alarms haven't been triggered.
Let's check the windows and doors. Maybe we'll find something.
Right. But what I want to know is who left this note and why.
Maybe it's somebody who knows who the culprit is and wants us to catch them.
Or it could be the mischief maker himself.
I don't know.
Think about it. If it were a good citizen, they could just tell us who the culprit is. But if the mischief maker wants to see if we can catch him and thinks we're moving too slowly, he might give us a clue to point us in the right direction. But he wouldn't make it too easy for us.
This doesn't sound anything like Dion.
No, this is way past Dion. This is a game on a whole new level. Let's move.
And do what?
We've got about 15 minutes of lunch left. Let's start checking windows.
So, if the moon has been to the west the last few nights, these windows are the last ones that would have been facing it.
This would be a good spot since it's mainly used for storage. Check that window, and I'll get the other one. Nothing here. Do you see anything?
No, I... Oh, wait! Ha! I'll bet this is how we did it. Look, Emily!
What is it?
This window lock has been broken, so anyone can open it, from the inside or out. Ugh. You see how the wire is connected between the window contact points?
Yeah?
That lets the security system think that the points are still touching and the window is closed. The wire's long enough to let somebody climb through.
Ugh. Nobody noticed it because this room is full of junk.
And you'd have to know what to look for. Most people wouldn't know this had been tampered with. Let's go tell Principal Vogler.
Wait! Duck down!
What is it?
I saw someone walking up to the window on the outside.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah. Stay down. Okay, she's gone.
She?
It was the new girl, Suzu.
What?
She opened and closed the window from the outside. Sorry to break you the bad news, but your crush is our culprit.
What?
I'm sorry, Matthew. She must have been checking to see if we found her way in.
I don't believe it.
Where is she from again?
Japan.
And what was our clue?
A haiku.
Which is?
A Japanese poem. Oh, man, but why would she do any of this?
That's the $5.95 question.
$5.95?
That's all I got left of my lunch money.
We set off on the trail of our suspect. Matthew wasn't quite convinced. You know, boys. But I was sure we had our man. Or girl. Right after school, Suzu led us straight to a local hardware shop.
She's buying something from the guy at the counter where they make keys.
Interesting.
Oh, she's heading back this way. Hide.
That was close. Come on, let's follow her.
I don't really have the heart.
Wait, she just tossed her receipt in the garbage bin.
Well, at least she's not a litterer.
That receipt will tell us what she purchased.
Is that legal?
If it's not inside a person's house, it is. Come on. Here it is. She bought a combination lock, some key blanks, and a dial caliper, whatever that is.
It's a detailed measuring device.
We better keep following her.
We trailed Suzu all the way back to what we thought would be her home. But there she met someone who came as a bit of a surprise.
Mori? Why would she go to his house? Or why would he be at hers? They're going in together.
Oh!
What?
I think the pieces are starting to fit. And it doesn't look good for your girlfriend.
She's not my...
Come on! Now we really need to talk to Principal Vogler.
The next morning arrived, and just as I suspected, the lockers were all open again. But this time was different. Things were spilling out of some of the lockers, and it looked like theft was likely part of the mix. Matthew and I hadn't answered all our questions about Suzu being the culprit. But when we told Principal Vogler what we knew, he decided to call her into his office anyway.
Principal Vogler, you wanted to see me?
Suzu, yes. Come in, please.
Thank you. Oh, hello, Matthew. Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
I needed to talk to you about something.
Yes. I wish to speak with you as well. Please, come in, Dion.
Dion?
You didn't say we were going to the principal's office?
I have a news, sir, about the locker incident.
That's actually what we needed to talk to you about, too. Is your brother at school today?
My brother?
Your adopted brother, Mori.
Mori is not adopted. I am the adopted one. But the locker situation has nothing to do with him. This does have much to do with Dion, in what he has to share, however.
I've got nothing to share. In fact, I'm not even sure why I'm here, so maybe I'll just...
Sit down, Dion.
I'm sitting down.
Let's take this a step at a time. Matthew, Emily, tell us what you know.
Well, first of all, we saw you testing the window with the broken lock yesterday, Suzu.
And then we followed you. Sorry, I figured out what you were doing with the key blanks and the calipers you bought.
And what was that?
Making a master key. You bought a lock at the hardware store from the same series as the combination locks here at the school, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I found an article online that said that with a series lock and as few as 5 key blanks, you could potentially create a master key by hand that would open any combination lock in that series.
Very good, Matthew. You are correct.
Well, it sounds like this case is pretty much wrapped up, so I'm just gonna go...
Sit back down, Dion.
Sitting back down.
Principal Vogler has a video recording that shows everything that happened in the hallway last night.
He does?
Yep, and though mysteriously nobody opened any of the lockers in that hallway, it did capture 2 people looking down the hallway last night.
And those 2 people would be Dion and myself.
So you admit that you were behind all of this?
Oh, no. I was simply investigating my theory.
Do you really expect us to believe that?
I will explain. First, a question. If I had already been opening the lockers each night, why would I need to make a master key yesterday?
Because you...
I was using the key blanks to create a master key and prove that it could be done. Here is the key I made, Principal Vogler.
Well, what about the window? How did you know it was open and rigged not to trip the security alarm?
I had explored around the entire school, and when I found footprints by one window, I checked it to see.
Then why did you break in last night?
After realizing that the window was the way the person had been entering, I decided to see if they would do it again. So I waited nearby and watched. I saw Dion go in and followed him to see what he would do.
Wait, hang on a second.
Be quiet.
Being quiet.
I saw him take something out of his pocket and open the lockers with it. I assumed it was a master key, like the one I made. Perhaps it is in his pocket now.
Would you empty your pockets, please, Dion?
What if I said no?
What if I said I'd call your parents?
Oh, yeah, okay, fine, here, I have a key, but I'm being framed. Somebody put this key in my locker yesterday attached to a smiley face sticker.
Yeah, sure, and you magically knew what it was for?
Not really. I mean, I tried it out a lot, on a lot of stuff, you know, before the lockers. Just out of curiosity, of course.
Mm-hmm. Dion, did you take anything out of the lockers?
No.
Not true. I saw him take things from several lockers before I left.
Wow, not nice.
Come along, Dion. I'd like to check your locker. You too, Zuzu. I have a few more questions for you.
Of course.
Matthew, Emily, thank you so much for your help.
I'm telling you, I didn't do this, okay? I did it, but it wasn't...
I tried to explain to Principal Vogler later that I didn't believe the case was finished. There were still too many unanswered questions. Like, if Dion was behind it all, why would he wait until the third day to steal anything? But after the principal found a lot of stolen property in Dion's locker, he said the case was closed. You can bet I'm still keeping my eyes open. That said, I reluctantly admit that this is the very first Jones and Parker Detective Agency case that we couldn't solve.
Hey, great job on that locker mystery today, sis. You showed everybody how good of a detective you are.
Maury, why do you suppose someone would open lockers for 3 nights, but only steal on the third?
Beats me.
Huh. And I heard someone left a poetic clue for Emily Jones. It's too clever for Dion. Who would do such a thing? And why?
Maybe someone was trying to throw Emily and Matthew off the trail somehow.
Or onto one. I have been thinking, there seems to be a number of puppet strings here. Strings left dangling. A great deal can be learned from examining a person's possessions, don't you think? But what could be done with such knowledge?
Well, people's secrets are powerful things.
Perhaps a secret is what kept Dion from protesting that he was accused unjustly.
What are you getting at, sis?
Maury, please tell me you had nothing to do with the locker incident at school.
All right, I'll tell you that.
We don't want things to go awry again. I want to do what is right for our new friends. For our family.
Don't worry. Everything's good. Night.
Good night, Maury.
Luke 8:17 says, "Nothing is hidden that won't become perfectly plain, and there are no secrets that will not become as clear as daylight." We may not know everything that happened in today's episode yet, but I'm pretty sure that at some point, we will. If there's something you've done that no one knows about, remember that God has seen it, and He's ready and waiting to forgive you for it. As it says in 1 John chapter 1, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Key Suspect was written by Bob Hoos and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Christina Pacelli, Justin Felbinger, John Rubino, Alexander Polinsky, April Hong, and Attica Schaefer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.